Swansea Rail and PCS strikers rally together on e-job. Swansea Socialist Party members took solidarity to picket lines of two unions in three Swansea workforces on Saturday the 29th of August, before joining an excellent rally of RMT and PCS members, coordinated by Swansea Trades Council. RMT members in First Great Western FGW followed up their action on the previous Saturday with a three-day strike over the bank holiday weekend. There were pickets out at the engineering depot and at Swansea Station. FGW wants to cut guards and buffet cars from trains. Addressing the rally, RMT Branch Secretary Owen Herbert pointed out that these proposed changes threaten the safety of passengers and the quality of service received. Socialist Party member Ruth Williams, in offering her support to the strikers, stressed the importance of keeping guards and other staff on trains for disabled people, for many of whom train travel could otherwise become inaccessible. As the new RMT banner puts it, defend jobs, services, and safety. PCS. Supporters of the PCS pickets at the Driver and Vehicle Licensing Agency call center seemed to far outnumber those going into work. This was the second of 3 days of action. The third is on Tuesday for PCS members in DVLA over plans to reduce unsocial hours payments. Call center worker Steph Bennett told the rally that managers drafted in to cover the strike, who don't work on the phones, will be severely struggling during the action. The National Waterfront Museum was shut because of the strike action by PCS members at seven sites of Amgud for Cymru/National Museums of Wales. Here management plan to get rid of unsocial hours payments altogether. PCS Amgud for Cymru branch secretary Peter Hill explained that this would mean an effective 25% pay cut for some workers. Like all the strikers in each dispute, Peter stressed the determination of the strikers to see the dispute through. The tourism bosses may have thought that they would be in for an easy ride after winning the general election, but the determination shown by these and other strikers shows that they are mistaken. The votes for action in all three of these disputes would have met even the thresholds proposed in the Tories' new anti-strike bill. Strikers drew strength from each other and from the pledges of support from trade unionists and others who had come to offer solidarity. Everybody felt that the best chance of winning in every dispute is if we all strike together.